Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kenneth Vigue, and I want to tell you a story. As a kid growing up, I spent summers with my grandmother at our ancestral family home on a small island in New Brunswick, Canada. If you're listening to my voice now, it's past sunset. If you happen to live in a place in the world where a neighbor is a car ride away, look up. Because far from the lights of the big cities, the vast, infinite reaches of space hang above us as they always have. Brighter, clearer, and more vibrant than you can imagine. Time moved on and the stars wheeled in the heavens. And as I grew older, I fell in love with television classics such as the old and newer versions of The Twilight Zone and The Outer Limits, in equal measure with my love of the fantastical sci-fi epics of radio drama. This show, Frontier: Stories from Starfield, is the culmination of over a year of work by a talented team of authors, bringing you original stories set in the universe of Bethesda Game Studios' newest game, Starfield. In feeling in tone to even the intro and outro, we designed this to give you a flavor of what Starfield would have been like as a successful sci-fi show set in the 90s, a time when some of the most iconic sci-fi shows of all time aired. These stories are an anthology, standing all on their own. And like the best short stories of my heroes of writing, Ray Bradbury or Stephen King, they are but a slice into the lives of people far in the future. As you blast off with us in a moment, breaking free of the bonds of Earth and finding yourself amongst the stars, prepare yourself, because out here you'll find great beauty, ancient mysteries, love and betrayal, new life, and the loneliest of deaths. All penned not just by me, but truly gifted authors who love to spin a yarn as much as I do. And along for the ride are a seasoned crew of professional actors and voice actors from film, television, stage, and the community. I am exceptionally proud of what we've produced, all for charity, with links to support our causes in the show notes of each episode. Please stow your belongings. Stay seated at all times and buckle up. T-minus 5, 4, 3. Since the dawn of time and the first sparks of life, humanity throughout millennia has looked up in wonder and horror at the stars above. We invite you to join us for a journey into the limitless reaches of space and the darkest voids of the human heart. Weapons of war come at the cost of those who will do the building, those who will mine the resources, and those who will seek those resources out. There are those individuals who wear the same insignia of a grand organization, yet carry the mantle of the individual soul. In this transmission from Brian Bachman, we'll discover that it is not the organization that is often struck, but the individual whose traumatic life is exploited by those who seek to do the harm. It is in the darkness and solitude of space that those that seek to exploit hunt those that would be exploited.
Roger that command. We have entered the Narian system, expecting to lose radio contact shortly. We will encounter the foreign object in T-minus 2 hours. We'll re-enter contact in T-minus 4 hours.
Copy that, Neon Lights. Re-establish contact as soon as you re-enter the settled systems. You are on your own from this point on. For the Constellation, the last group of space explorers.
End of playback.
For the Constellation.
For the Constellation!
Oh, stars beyond, Sam. I thought you were still charging.
Starman Delilah, are we out of communication range with Command, being this far into the Narian system?
We are. That transmission was sent hours ago. We are too deep to send anything back now. Are you done charging?
Negative. I can charge later. Although my eyes are robotic, we will need both yours and mine as we travel further into uncharted star sectors. Could be dangerous.
Uncharted waters.
Negative. There is no water upon exiting the Neon Light space vessel. Just endless space. There is very little breathable oxygen as well. You would die.
All done charging, Jabber? Take port watch. You're the only one small enough to sit comfortably in that nook.
Jabber needs servicing and proper registering.
I will. Later.
You are not supposed to create sentience without licensing from Automation on Jemison.
Well, we didn't have a crew, Sam. We need an extra pair of hands and eyes, right? I'll take the heat if we're caught. You don't have to put your neck out for us. Plus, he's cute.
And illegal. Could you have at least have given him a voice box?
I didn't have one on me. We'll pick one up eventually.
That was one of your sayings before, wasn't it, Delilah?
Yes.
Is there much water on your home planet where Neon is, Delilah?
You could say that.
I should learn more about its history since our vessel is named for it. Perhaps when we return. Now is not a good time, Jabber. Fine. I'll ask. Starman Delilah.
Yes, Sam? Oh, look. Large masses seem to be drifting up ahead.
Why am I here?
Because we're going to go see what this big floating object is over there. So that the Constellation can sell any of its resources to the highest bidder and the war can keep going. What are those?
Starman Delilah.
Yes, Sam.
I know why Jabber and I are on this mission. But why am I here?
I don't understand the question. Oh, we're getting close. It's big. Yes.
Yes, Jabber. I'm inquiring. Every other pilot for the Constellation has a living co-pilot. I was pulled from my maintenance bay, placed in this chair, and told to wait for Starman Delilah Bordell and assist her as her co-pilot.
Yeah, so why do you ask if you already know? Oh, look, it's an asteroid belt.
Is it because you received record low marks on your peer review in flight school?
What? Why do you care?
Knowing one's purpose when facing peril, as is common in our profession, is key to ensure starmen persist in their missions, to overcome insurmountable...
Yes, there it is. It's a planet. I knew it. Let's bring it around to the opposite side of the asteroid belt, Sam. We're gonna be rich. Yes! Signs of water!
Starman Delilah, please compose yourself. Oh, you are a starman of the constellation. And you are scaring Jabber.
Jabber, prepare the mining vessel for departure. The readings say it's an uninhabitable now, but there's definitely water down there. Who knows what other resources it has down there? The bonus on this is going to be huge. We need samples.
Starman Delilah, this planet-like object is larger and more resource-heavy than you anticipated. Perhaps I should fully charge for the mining process.
Agreed. I knew this one would be a winner.
Agreed with your agreement. You appear to be naturally gifted at planet hunting. Good instincts. I'll power down while you prepare Jabber and I for departure. Override me if you need anything.
If there's some sort of ore, Jupiter's moon, that would be great.
In a time long ago, in a place where grass grows, a very pleasant summer grows, and that's why the cow crows.
You're broadcasting over.
Excuse me while I remove my boot from my mouth.
No worries. You have a lovely voice. Out.
You think so? My mama used to say I'd redirect an incoming meteor with my singing. So that feels good. You have a nice flight.
How do you know I'm in flight?
Just assumed. You're coming in pretty broken and distorted. Are you a passing meteor by chance?
Depends. What's the weather like down there?
Down where?
Oh, are you in flight?
That's right. We gotta be floating near each other, though. Same sector, for sure. I'm call sign Everglade, by the way.
Neon lights.
Maybe we meet up for a coffee and stargazing neon light. What coordinates you at?
Coffee and stargazing? That's your best line. Come on, Everglade.
That's one of them, yeah. Do you want my coordinates then?
Ah, noble attempt, but I'll pass. What do you know about this sector? Any habitable planets out there? I hear there are ones with water. Know of any with metals?
You planet hunting? Are you one of them star charters neon lights?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, okay. You with the constellation then?
That's right.
Wow, way out here. Well, now we should definitely get some coffee. I bet you got some stories behind your ears. I'll put some on.
What are you doing, Starman Delilah?
Sam, what? Nothing.
No, Jabber, she was not speaking to me.
It's fine.
Any voice from that box out here should not be trusted. We are in an uncharted star sector, Starman.
Newsflash, Sam. You are a voice in the box. If you touch my radio again, I'll jettison you out of here in pieces. Got it? Aren't you supposed to be charging right now?
We are not generating enough power. We are too far removed from a solar source. Or perhaps my charging port needs service. Or the ship's charging port.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Look at that. Oh, look at that.
agree.
It seems the surface of that planet is unstable. Those are chemical reactions taking place that are catastrophic in size. That green glow is only pleasant because we are 735 kilometers from the planet's surface. The science behind the perception of green is rather fascinating. For context, it is similar to what you would see in...
fireworks. It looks like fireworks, Sam.
They're there.
Reminds me of home. The lights look just like... hold on! Whoa. The seismic activity is completely off the charts. Look at these readings. There. Oh, brace!
Bracing.
Ah!
Alert.
Starman, are you alright?
I think so. Check the systems.
Alert.
All systems.
Alert.
What?
Oh my.
Why are we securing ourselves again?
Alert.
Because of that.
Alert.
The asteroid valve.
Collision.
Hold on.
Bracing.
Jabber, get up here. The explosion from the surface pushed the asteroid field right at us. Status report, Sam.
Checking systems.
Jabber? Check the ship for internal damages. Go. Talk to me, Sam.
Thrusters down. Operating at 0% capacity, and the miner is damaged as well.
We need to fix the thrusters first.
You are not qualified to repair the neon lights, Starman Delilah.
No, I am not.
Standard protocol dictates that we send out a distress beacon to the SS Horizon.
And have them take credit for finding the planet?
Delilah!
What does SAM stand for again?
Supply Aerial, Maintenance, and Mapping.
Suit up then, maintenance droid.
How you doing, Sam?
Not well, Delilah. I am not rated for weightlessness. I am 232.69 kilograms. My systems are not functioning well in this weightless environment.
Is that fear in your voice?
I do not see the humor. As an organism that would die horrifically without your suit, one would think you would share in my reservation.
Don't be such a baby.
I am only 3 years old. I fear you may need psychiatric evaluation upon our return to the horizon. The only plausible explanation for your delight and our circumstance is psychosis.
I've lived on the edge my whole life, Sam. Just relax and have some fun for once. This is amazing.
Delilah. Delilah? Do you realize you have let go of the side of the neon lights? The only thing keeping
keeping you from floating away to your death is your emergency strap. Do you realize this?
You look good from out here.
Your composure under pressure is noteworthy.
Thanks.
As is your recklessness.
This safety strap is totally secure, Sam.
I meant the voice on the radio.
I hear you, okay? Sorry.
Uncharted star sectors are unregulated, unpatrolled, and a breeding ground for nefarious species.
Wow. The lights are even more beautiful out here.
Yes. I've never seen anything so...
beautiful?
Devastatingly destructive.
There was this place on Neon where the lights would flash just like this. Beautiful pulsing sequences. I would sit in my window and just stare at it until I couldn't keep my eyes open any longer.
There.
Done?
No. But I have exposed the problem. We can finish from inside.
Let's get it finished now, then.
I will finish from inside.
Why?
We should get inside before that secondary explosion reaches us.
Good point.
Starman?
Yes, Sam?
The establishment. The one you stared at until you couldn't keep your eyes open. As a child. With the pulsing light. What was it called?
Neon lights, Sam. Neon lights. That a girl.
Thrusters, operating at 25% capacity.
Let's maneuver out of range of that secondary shockwave.
Towards the asteroid
belt?
Yup. Not in it, just over there. You just did your first spacewalk, and now you're scared of a couple asteroids? Are you giving me the silent treatment over this? Fine. Where do you want to move to? Huh? What is it, Jabber? Oh, Sam. Why didn't you tell me you were running on empty? Jabber, can you get him plugged in? Stars beyond. Why would he run himself dry? That'll take a minute for him to boot up. Thanks, Jabber. Guess we aren't doing anything until Sleepy wakes up. Jabber, can you open the thruster panel and prepare it for work for when Sam wakes up? I want to get you down to the planet's surface for a closer reading as soon as we can. Here it comes. Hold on back there, Jabber. That wasn't too bad. In a time that's long ago, in a place where grass would grow, a very pleasant sun rose, and that's why the cow crows.
You thinking of me? That last line always bugged me. Cows crow. What kind of cows did they have? I used to argue with my mama about it, but she was dead set. That cow crowed each and every morning. Maybe it died? Like, crowing over? I don't know. Who writes these things anyways?
Do you just sit on comms all day?
I like to have it on near me while I work.
Oh. And what do you do for work?
I monitor comms.
Of course you do, Everglade.
Cormac Greaves, actually.
Delilah Bordell. Starman.
Where you from, Starman Delilah Bordell?
Neon.
The Pleasure City itself.
You know it.
I do. You claim it?
Born and raised. How do you know it?
I did some work there a long time ago.
Well, we both know that can only mean illegal activities.
It's behind me, Starman. I'm out of it.
Aurora?
Off it.
Me too. 7 years.
Very nice. 11.
Congrats.
Where'd you grow up?
High Karbat District.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you?
No. My mom was. Did you partake in the pleasantries of the Pleasure City?
No, I just know the area.
Uh-huh.
Your pops? Yep.
Yep. A customer of hers. Never met him. She said I was better off for it.
Smart lady.
I grew up around those types of scum, though.
Must have seen a lot.
I guess. I was running drinks to customers since I could run.
That must have been adorable.
It was. Got big tips. Until I got old enough that I started catching the eye of the particularly scummy or drunk.
Felt like you were getting drawn into the family business.
That seemed like the only option. But the war broke out and the Constellation came pouring in, recruiting anyone who could follow a dotted line. It was my one shot to get out.
Your mama?
Would have stabbed me in the alley if I had decided to stay. She waved me off when the fleet came down to scoop us all up.
Sounds like a real sweetheart.
She is.
And now, here you are.
Here I am.
Well, I'm glad to have your company, Delilah.
Same. What about you, Mr. Greaves? What are you doing all the way out here, far from the reach of the United Colonies?
Me? Monitoring a comms network.
Obviously. Seriously, though, what about you?
Sitting on comms all day is more demanding than one would think. Long hours, boring, lonely even, sometimes.
Lonely how? I'm not going anywhere with a dead ship, so entertain me before another asteroid rips me in half.
What now? Your ship is down? You should have said something. Where you at? I'll swing by and give you a tow.
Oh.
What's your coordinates? You're near an asteroid belt and planet hunting. Let's see. You're near that blue one or the green one? Hello? Delilah? I lose signal. No, I'm still sending. Jupiter's moon is equipment. Neon Lights, this is Everglade. Come in. Neon Lights, Everglade, over.
Hey.
Hey. There you are.
Yeah, I lost you. There must be some interference from these...
asteroids. What's your coordinates? I'll come pull you out of there.
I don't know. How do I know you aren't going to show up and be all annoyingly chatty, trying to get me to drink coffee the whole time?
Now, don't you forget incredibly charming.
Of course, and charming.
And, may I be bold to say, incredibly handsome as well.
Let's not push it. Where did you get Everglade from?
My pops.
What did he do?
What didn't he do is a better question. Man, he could solve any problem that came his way. He'd make it look easy, too. He got me my job, actually. Taught me everything I know.
Are you beaming with pride right now?
I am. My mom died when I was young. Pirates.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dealt a bad deal. Learned a lot of valuable lessons that day. Don't count those chickens before they crack. But it was me and Pops after that. All the way till his death, too.
Hatch.
Huh?
The saying is, don't count chickens before they hatch.
Are you sure? I think it's crack.
Maybe it's crow.
Maybe. The whole thing cost my pop about every chip he had. He was never the same after that. You win some and you lose some. Just don't lose the same way twice. So what he would always...
Oh, stars.
What's that?
They're just so breathtaking.
I'm sorry, what are?
The lights.
Oh, yeah. They have that effect.
So green.
Green? You're at the green one. I'll be right over.
What? No, I mean, that's not...
You should not have told that voice our location.
I didn't. He's not just some voice. Cormac...
It is. These are uncharted star sectors. Pirates control these areas, Starman Bordell.
Pirates?
We must leave this sector immediately and report to our superiors. I am going to recommend that the disciplinary action for your behavior be severe.
Sam, it isn't that.
We are in danger.
He's fine.
You shouldn't be piloting an explorer vessel.
Hey,
from that
that's
chair.
Not fair.
You lack the courage
I'm
and integrity
trying.
Of a member of the Constellation Starfleet.
I'm sorry. Stop! Do not speak to your ranking officer like that. You are in the number 2 chair. I am the commander of the Neon Lights. Question my authority again, and I'll be forced to have you thrown into the brig when we return to the horizon. Do you understand me?
Understood.
Everglade. Everglade Neon Lights, come in. Cormac? Cormac, come in.
Starman Bordell.
Come in. What does it sound?
There is a vessel approaching. We are being hailed.
Do we have a visual?
You must activate an evasive protocol.
Jabber! Monitor port side. Let me know when you have a visual of the incoming vessel. Sam?
Yes, Starman Bordell.
Get this ship working now. Anything yet, Jabber?
Are you a regular or a decaf gal?
Who drinks decaf?
People who love their jobs.
That's funny. Hey, where are you?
Thrusting at about 80% max, hightailing it over. Don't want the coffee to get cold.
Well, you don't know where I am.
Don't I?
He's coming! Sam? How they looking, Sam?
They should function, but not enough to engage the thrusters. More than 40%. I'll need more time.
Okay, that should be enough to move.
We cannot outrun him.
We aren't.
You are drifting dangerously close to that asteroid belt.
I know.
I see. You're going to hide our craft amongst the asteroid belt. Very clever.
Well, that's why I'm in the number one chair.
I have underestimated you. Again.
Do you take two sugars or three?
Do not turn the ship off completely.
Or are you one of those psychos who drinks it black? Ugh.
Why?
We may need to access our cannon. Or escape pod.
I see him. There he is. I don't think he's a pirate.
Indeed, Jabber. Delilah, do you see that symbol?
Huh?
There, on the hull of the vessel.
Yeah?
The Jolly Roger. It is now undeniable. He is a member of the Crimson Fleet.
Pirates?
It seems their reach has expanded. Here to the Narian system.
Cormac's. Pirate.
Do not be discouraged. The Crimson Fleet employ many methods to lure their prey, to loot upon. I'm certain they aim to seize our star charts and scrap the neon lights for parts, as well as Jabber and myself. We will not escape in our current state.
No, he can't be. That could be a smudge of paint, but it's not a pirate symbol at all.
It is a fact.
We're concealed. Let's just wait until he leaves.
He won't.
How do you know? I'm the pilot, and you're a maintenance droid.
I am a co-pilot. I am a starman of the Confederation.
Let's just hail him and talk.
A parlay attempt will certainly result
we
in our
We can talk
death.
To him.
Hello? I'm in orbit. Which side are you on?
Don't.
Delilah? Did you name your ship after that brothel in Neon? I just made that connection.
He knows the name.
Why is that of note? What is it?
The Neon Lights brothel serviced. My father was...
Pirates. Then there is no mistaking. We cannot make contact with him.
He just put his ship into idle. He's not leaving.
The neon lights needs to be fully operational. It is a matter of moments before he discovers our location. Give the order, number one.
Okay, fix the thrusters. Go. What is it, Jabber? He's turning the Everglade this way. Oh, let me see. Oh, stars he is.
I think I went into that brothel once. Ale tasted like piss. Maybe you were there. Wouldn't that be wild? What a small galaxy.
He's scanning for us. We need to move. No, if we turn on the engine, he will pick us up for sure. The miner? Yes. We deploy the miner and then have it drift further out into the asteroid belt. We fire its engines, then ours, as soon as he engages the miner. No. The autopilot on the miner was damaged when the asteroid hit us. You're right. Okay. Sam, how much time do you need on the thrusters?
3 minutes.
That could work. Jabber, run a trajectory map between us and the Everglade.
Yes.
No. No one has to pilot it. We're going to launch it. Okay. Rotating the ship to on that axis now. The last group of space explorers. I hope you're right, Jabber. Sam?
I'm beginning to think you might have said the blue planet. Did I mishear you? Am I talking to myself?
Just a few moments.
You know, if you got sucked down to that surface and I have to spend my day rescuing you, it's gonna put a serious damper on our relationship.
What is that?
He found us and is currently locking on to our position.
Oh, there you are. You hiding?
Jabber?
What are you doing back there? Come on out now. Let's make this nice and easy.
What's the plan?
Send it tearing through his hull. Fire!
There you are. That's a good girl. Stay right there.
Oh.
He's too heavily armed. We must engage the thrusters while the debris of the miner obstructs his vision.
Ah, that's a nice trick, Delilah. That wasn't your main vessel, right? Tiny little thing? You still back there in that belt?
You bastard.
Whoa!
I'm gonna kill you, you lying snake of a pirate.
Stay composed. It is time to leave. Turn the ship on.
Delilah, your voice is crystal clear.
Do not engage with him. We are fully operational.
We can't. He'll blast us before we can make the jump. Look.
He has deployed a claw to sift through the debris. He is moving the minor pieces from his field of view. Makes sense, given his occupation of looting space vessels. Terrible news for us.
You are making this more difficult than it has to be. I was trying to play nice.
He's going to find us.
I know.
But you are starting to piss me off.
We need an idea, first chair.
I know. I'm thinking.
Just give me those constellation charts you've been making and I'll sell you off instead of killing you. Who knows? You may even end up back on Neon.
We need a plan.
A distraction.
Where are you going, Sam? I need you.
This vessel has a single defensive cannon. I will detach it from the ship, jettison myself further into the system, firing upon the Crimson fleet. With that distraction, you engage the neon lights and return to the horizon.
Sam, wait. You can't. He'll die.
He is firing at random. He will get lucky with enough time.
Sam, don't do this. Please.
I was wrong, Delilah. Your courage and integrity are not in question. Each problem we have encountered, although many caused by your actions, have been ultimately solved by your decisions. Being a member of the Constellation means seeing the mission to completion, regardless of means, for the betterment of the beings of this galaxy. You have exhibited every quality found in every great commander in Constellation Fleet history. I believe the Neon Lights is in the hands of an ample commander. Give the order.
Sam!
Delilah?
Yes, Sam.
We are the last group of space explorers.
We are the last group of space explorers. Sam, go.
Delilah?
this? Looking for a shootout? Come on, I'll make it quick. Woo! Nice try, truly. My ears are ringing in here. I'll get all fixed up with the credits I scraped together scrapping your neon lights, though.
You didn't learn your lesson after all, Cormac.
That your engine's firing on?
Don't count your chickens before they crow. You really messed up this time, though.
Yeah? How so, neon lights?
I know what your ship looks like, asshole. I'll see you soon. Hold on, Jabber!
Citizens across the system are signing up, each doing their part to uncover the mysteries of the galaxy. With the rise of crime from uncharted systems like Sagan, Cheyenne, Lunara, and Narian systems, anger within everyday citizens has begun to rise. The effort needs you. Everyone is doing their part. Are you? We have the technology. We have the star charts. We have the star vessels. We need you. Join the Constellation today, the last group of space explorers.
Far in the future, when we find ourselves in galaxies far from where we began, home will not be so much as a place as it will be an idea. The farther away we find ourselves from that idea, the deeper our hunger to reach out into the dark for even just a taste of what we left behind. So if you choose to leave Terra Firma in hopes of adventures or riches, you may find yourself looking back over your shoulder to what you left behind. But take care, for in the margins of your star chart is an old familiar phrase that has been there since sailing ships ventured beyond the boundaries of the known world. Here, there be dragons. The monster, though, is neither nightmarish nor disfigured. It's a pleasant face, a welcoming face, that of just another person, a person just as hungry as you are, but with tastes quite different. Transmission terminated.